Attorney General George Brandis says Australians will accept the decision to cut down Tony Abbott in his first term as Prime Minister. He says any concerns his colleagues had about Malcolm Turnbull as opposition leader are now ancient history. I spoke with him a short time ago. Senator Brandis, good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
What was it that saw you all get rid of a Prime Minister, and how do you explain that to the Australian people?
I think that this is a decision that the Australian people will accept. I want to stress to you, Michael, the enormous goodwill and affection across the entire Parliamentary Liberal Party that there was for Tony Abbott. But when you're elected to Parliament and the custodianship of the future of the nation is placed in your hands, you do have to have the spine to make hard and sometimes unsentimental decisions. I was, along with obviously a majority of my senior colleagues, becoming increasingly concerned that Mr. Abbott's leadership was becoming irretrievable, and I was becoming, in particular, increasingly concerned that we faced a very real prospect of Mr. Shorten winning the 2016 election, which, in my view, would be a catastrophe for Australia. The Labor Party under Mr. Shorten's leadership, bound hand and foot to the trade unions, has adopted an approach to the economy which would take us back half a century. It's a xenophobic, borderline racist approach to foreign investment. They are determined to trash the China Free Trade Agreement, the greatest economic opportunity with our greatest trading partner that Australia has ever had, and we cannot allow that to happen.
But why did the Abbott leadership fail? Was it policy or personality?
Well, I think this is now for historians to comment on. But if I may offer my own observation, I think the Abbott government made the right decisions. I think the Abbott government had the right values, but I think it sometimes struggled to make itself understood to the Australian people. And political leadership is about more than just making the right decisions. Political leadership is also about bringing the people with you and making people understand why you are taking the nation down a particular path. Now, I think Mr. Turnbull is a person who is a superb persuader.
Okay, he also is a person with some different policy positions from Tony Abbott. He's publicly expressed them in the past. Now, I know yesterday he was signalling that he was going to support the party, the broader Abbott position on the plebiscite for gay marriage.
Yes.
And on direct action policy. Can you really expect people to believe that?
Well, Mr. Turnbull has made it very clear that, you know, these decisions evolve over a period of years. Take the example of climate change, Michael. We have been grappling with the appropriate response to climate change for the best part of a decade now, and the Liberal Party has a settled position. There was, as we know famously, a very, very vigorous debate inside the Liberal Party in 2009, which actually saw Mr. Turnbull toppled opposition leader. But eventually, we have settled on a position, the direct action policy, of which Greg Hunt, the great climate policy intellectual of this parliament, I might say, has developed. And that is our position.
But these were policy positions.
No, if I may finish, Michael. This is a position which will see Australia's emissions off 2005 levels cut by 26% to 28% by 2030. That is per capita the greatest emissions reduction target of any G20 nation.
Okay, but these were policy positions that have been out there for 18 months or so, 2 years since the Abbott government came to power. The polls went south. They didn't shift. Presumably, the public is expecting some sort of policy shift from you. And presumably, the party wants some sort of shift in some areas to lift the polling. Otherwise, as Tony Burke says, it's just Tony Abbott with good elocution.
Well, I think that's the sort of cheap and snide remark that you'd expect from someone like Tony Burke. The fact is that we have in the new Prime Minister, Mr. Turnbull, a person who has, in my opinion, far and away the best mind of anybody in this Parliament by a very long measure. Somebody who, as I said before, is a superb persuader. Somebody who, in my view, will be able to explain the economic narrative in particular and bring the country with him.
Okay, at times he's had trouble persuading his own party, though. I mean, he was...
Ancient history, Michael.
He was opposition leader for...
Michael, ancient history.
Well, is ancient it ancient history? Has he changed entirely?
In terms of the political dynamic within this building, what happened in 2009, 6 years ago, is ancient
history. You all made a judgment he wasn't good enough to be opposition
leader. Ancient
history,
Michael.
And you now say he's good enough to be Prime Minister.
Ancient history, Michael. And might I remind you that the two greatest Liberal Prime Ministers of Australia, Robert Menzies and John Howard, were both failures the first time they led the party. So Robert Menzies between 1939 and 1941 and John Howard in the 1980s, and in both cases, as they themselves said when they reflected back on their long careers, they learned from the mistakes they made the first time, and in fact it was the learning from the mistakes they made the first time that made them the leaders they were on the second and long periods of successful prime ministership that they both enjoyed.
Okay, it is true, though, that one of the problems the party had with him when he was opposition leader was that he was considered to be too arrogant and too intolerant of what he might say are the lesser mortals among his colleagues. He's changed, has he?
We all change in this business. Politics is a learned activity. And one thing that Mr. Turnbull was at pains to stress when he was elected was that he wanted to run a very open, very consultative, very collaborative government, and I believe that he will do so.
What about the new front bench? Would you support generational change? Because clearly that is one of the areas that some want to see. There has also been considerable criticism about the lack of women in the ministry. But there's also a sense that there were too many former Howard ministers, Howard-era faces on the front bench. Do you expect a front bench position?
Well, these are entirely matters for the leader. But I think it is always good that there should be some refreshment of the front bench team, and I expect there will be.
And do you expect to be there?
Well, that's entirely a matter for Mr. Turnbull.
And do you think some of the former Howard-era faces should be moved on?
It's entirely a matter for Mr. Turnbull.
Okay. George Brandis, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Michael.
The Attorney-General, George Brandis.